Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
You're planning a vacation, an escape from the day-to-day routine of everyday life. You're looking forward to getting pampered in some sunbathed tropical island getaway, surrounded by cool, balmy breezes, with the soothing, relaxing sounds of calypso music playing distantly in the warm island air. Doesn't it sound wonderful? Well, don't leave your pets at home. They want to go too. Welcome to Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales host, Jane Franceschi.
Hello and welcome to Travel Tales for Pet Life Radio. My name is Janine Franceschi and I'm your host today. I am the owner of PAW, Pet Friendly Accommodations Worldwide, online at www.luxurypaw.com. And our area of specialty is pet-friendly travel and pet-friendly hotels. And today we are going to talk with different people because I started investigating different ID tagging systems for Bo, my Irish setter, and it was a little confusing, so I thought, well, we'll just turn this into a show because some ID tags are about microchipping and some don't have a microchip, but they do have a network behind them, and some are just... So I was confused. So stick around. We'll be right back. And our first guest is from Pet Protector, 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS, Liz Blackman, and she's going to start us on the road to understanding all about this. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Travel Tales will be zooming back with more great travel tips right after this.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do, and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Passengers, we are now approaching our final destination. The weather is sunny and warm. Ocean temperature is a balmy 80 degrees for those of you wishing to doggy paddle. Please exit to the front and see our activities directors on your way out. Have a pleasant stay.
Welcome back to Travel Tales. This is Janine Franceschi, and we are speaking right now with Liz Blackman from the Pet Protector by 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Janine. Nice to be here with you.
Thank you so much. So let's start. Your telephone number and the website is 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS, and 800 and the number 4 are actually numbers, so it's 1-800-HELP-4, the number 4, P-E-T-S. Is that right?
Right, and our web address is help4pets.com.
Well, great. Tell me about the system. Now, I want everyone to know Bo wears one of these tags. Liz sent one to Bo when we started out on our road trip. And I've never had to use it, but thank you so much for that.
You know, we knew that you had planned an exciting adventure, and we wanted you to be rest assured that Bo would have immediate help if anything unexpected were to happen while you were on your trip. And the way that Pet Protector works is it's much like Medic Alert, 911, and OnStar for pets. And it starts with the premise that the first thing anyone looks for when they find a pet who needs help is an ID tag on their collar.
Right.
I would say that if you asked a five-year-old or a firefighter what would be the first thing you'd do if you saw a pet who needed help, they'd both tell you the same thing. I'd look for an ID tag.
Exactly.
So the premise of our company is based on that. What do human beings do in urgent situations?
Okay.
And then we took that a big step further from your just standard ID tag with your home phone number on it or even your cell phone number on it to be an 800 number that's answered live 24 hours a day nationwide by a very trained and dedicated staff, highly trained and dedicated staff, who can help the pet in any emergency. If they're found, even if they're found injured, if they're taken out of a house in a fire or a gas leak, if they're in the car with their guardian and the guardian gets in a car accident and has to be taken to the hospital, okay. The paramedics or fire department or police department can call the number on the pet's tag, and then we'll locate the guardian's alternate contacts in case of an emergency. And it really works very much like 911 in the sense that we also have the pet's entire medical history on file. So okay. When you register your pet with 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS, you give us your contact information, your alternate contacts, your pet's medical history, your veterinarian, and you can even have a credit card on file if you want to, so that if your pet were found injured and you couldn't be located, we would be able to authorize medical treatment in your absence so your pet doesn't have to wait for treatment.
That's fantastic. That's incredible.
And then it's like OnStar, so if you want to travel with your pet, you need to know where's a pet-friendly hotel or where's there a groomer in the city that I'm visiting. Just call us and we'll tell you.
Fantastic. And what is the fee? What are the fees associated?
It's an annual fee of $20 per pet.
Okay. And then that's the renewal as well, $20
right.
per pet. Fantastic. Now, how do they compare or different to microchipping programs?
Well, it's very different, but I recommend that all pets be microchipped as a backup form of ID in case your pet's collar comes off, accidentally or intentionally. I would say that if you had an indoor-only cat and you lived in a high-rise, your cat should still be microchipped.
Okay.
But the first line of defense needs to be something easy to use. If a fire department took your dog out of a house, they don't have microchip scanners. If the paramedics were at the scene of a car accident, they don't have microchip scanners, but they can see a tag on your pet's collar. The microchip is there as a backup. And think of it as the first line of defense being the ID tag and a microchip being there as the backup, much like when you're driving your car, your seatbelt is your first line of defense, but your airbags and driving safely are things you also do at the same time as you wear your seatbelt, because those things together make you safer when you're driving. And similarly, your pet is safer if they're wearing an identification tag from our company or any identification tag that's visible. A microchip is a backup. But then you still have to be careful. It's like if you have airbags and a safe car and a seatbelt, you don't drive recklessly. So with your pets, you still have to exercise really good preventative care and judgment. Don't leave your pet anywhere where you wouldn't leave your wallet. If you wouldn't leave your wallet on the front seat of your car, even though it was locked in a well-lit parking lot, don't leave your pet there either. Because there are people, particularly in this economy, who are looking for pets to steal for all kinds of reasons. And one of the more common ones is to wait for you to put up a sign offering a reward, and then they pose as the finder.
Oh, interesting.
So ask yourself before you go anywhere, you know, if you're taking your pet on an errand, before you leave him or her anywhere, ask yourself, would I leave my wallet here? And if you would not, then don't leave your pet there. Because to someone who steals a pet, that's what your pet looks like, is a wallet with about, you know, somewhere between $40 and $100 in it.
At least. At very least. Excellent advice. Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Liz, for taking some time this morning to talk with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my favorite subject.
Now, if somebody wanted to enroll their pet in 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS. They just go online, or they call, or what's the best way for them to do it?
Either one. They can go online to helpforpets.com or call 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS. And we've been in business doing this since 1996, and we'll be here when they need us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Janine.
Okay, you have a great day.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So get ready to pack the bags and the bones with Travel Tales, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.